in this week's parsha, Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes, reveals himself to Yitzchak. So the Pasuk says clearly to Yitzchak, you should know it's that whatever you're getting, it's because of Avraham Avdi, not in your own schus. Yitzchak was the meat of Gevura, the meat of Din, and for a person to be Zoichib Din, straight Din, is extremely difficult. So Yitzchak is told that he's only going to get it, not on his own merit, because if you're trying to approach it with the meat of Din, you're not going to be successful. You're going to only get it with a meat, because of the chesed of Avraham. So it seems to be a pretty harsh statement. And sometimes in our society, which we don't use harsh statements anymore, we don't use midas adin and gevura. We use the approach of love and the approach of warmth and almost exclusively, and we lose sight that sometimes a person, in a certain sense, will get a greater strength understanding that there's expectations of them, which means, you know, it really means I believe in you tremendously and I expect great things from you, and therefore when you don't live up to that, I have a right to say that I'm disappointed. You're never disappointed. You can't argue din, that there's a disappointment, unless there's an expectation. But expectation which is above and beyond the person's true ability is also not being din. It's not fair. So true justice demands and a true assessment of the person's capabilities, a statement of I believe in those capabilities to the utmost degree, and then I have a right to have a disappointment when you don't reach it. And in previous generations, the Gedolim used that. So there's a story which Revolba brings from, he heard from a person who learned with Harusa with Rabbi Ruchim, and they learned together for 5 hours straight without a hefsik, and the Baruch would stand the whole time. It was a real masmid. But he said that the Mishkiah doesn't hold of me anymore. He said, it's halish from here, he doesn't hold of me. He says, how do I know? He's being nice to me. He's being warm to me. As the calls man, he believed that this Bacher could do more, and he really held that this Bacher has tremendous potential to accomplish. So he made demands of him. He said, I'm going to expect greatness from you, and I'm going to push you, and I'm not going to accept mediocrity, and it's not acceptable. Once you realize that that's when the Bacher, you know, that's not who he felt that wasn't what the Bacher really was, so then, you know, why am I pushing him? So that was a true assessment of the person's capabilities, and then an approach tailor-made to what that is. We shy away from it, but it's important to know that such a thing exists, that sometimes the statement of expectations and disappointment, when it's said properly, is not a statement of disappointment, it's a statement of belief. It's a statement of recognition, of haracha. I value you. I value you so much. So how could you do such a thing? So it's not a put down. It's something which is really uplifting to the person. Obviously, if I say like, you know, forget it, you're done with, you know, so that's hard. You have to really, really be. The truth is, and the recipient's end, it depends on the self-confidence and the self-esteem of the person who recognizes himself and has good confidence in himself will many times welcome critique and criticism. I want to get better. I need to know. Tell me. But a person who doesn't have that, so then it's not safe to do that. So it's a good idea. We can help a person grow more sometimes by giving him a critique, but you have to know when and well how it can be done. And we have to recognize that that's not a statement of something which is negative. It's a statement, it can be given over in a way which is extremely positive, extremely beneficial. Have a good Shabbos.